Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today is the most famous Bible verse in the world, John chapter 3, verse 16. Dr. Martin Luther said that there are two main messages in the scriptures, the law and the gospel. The law shows us our sin. The gospel shows us our Savior. Now, both are God's word, both are perfect, but they are not equal. The law is great, but the gospel is even greater. The law is true, but it is only the gospel, the message of the gospel, that will save you. It is a life-giving message. Romans 1:16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. The gospel is without question the most important message in the world. And the gospel, that most important message, is beautifully summed up in one verse, John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So we'll focus on this most important message and this most wonderful text today. And what I want to share with you are four truths we can learn from John chapter 3, 16. Four truths about the gospel. Number one, God loves everybody. That's how the verse starts out. For God so loved the world. There's no doubt that the way the Bible describes God, the way God describes himself in the scriptures, that his most important attribute is love. Love is God's motivation, his why. It's the reason he does everything. If you want to ask yourself, why is God doing something? The answer is always love. In fact, God defines himself with the word love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. Let me tell you two things about God's love. Number one, God's love is unconditional. God loves the world. God loves every single person in the world. Any person you run into, any person you know, any person that you casually come across is a person whom God loves. And God's love is unconditional. It's not based on what you do. Now, that's different from the world's version of love. The world's love is conditional. We love people as long as they like us, as long as they're nice to us. But God's love is not like that. God's love is absolutely, positively unconditional. God loves everybody. He loves nice people. He loves good people. And God loves difficult people. Think about a person you are having difficult loving. Think about that person. Picture that person in your mind. I can tell you for a fact that God loves that person deeply and unconditionally, because God loves all people. God loves everybody. God loves difficult people, and God loves sinners. Sinners like you and me. God loves even bad people. God loves criminals, murderers, terrorists, serial killers, and homicidal maniacs. You and I may not be able to love people like that, but God definitely does, because God's love is unconditional. God loves the world. That means difficult people and criminals, but most importantly, it means God loves you. You are a person whom God loves, and God's love is unconditional. And the second thing about God's love to know is that God's love is eternal. Jeremiah 31, verse 3 says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. You know, you'll hear songs sometimes that talk about an everlasting love, that some person has an everlasting love for another person. And of course, they're not serious. I mean, humans aren't capable of everlasting love, but God is. In fact, God is the only one who truly does love you with an everlasting love. God's love is eternal. It has no beginning. It has no end. Before you were born, before the universe was created, God already knew you, and God loved you even then. And long, long after the universe ends, God will still be loving you with an everlasting love. God's love is unconditional, and God's love is eternal. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And that's point number two. Jesus died for everybody. You see, God's love is a sacrificial love. The world struggles to define what love is. In fact, the world believes love is a simple emotion, but emotions change quickly. The world's love is conditional. It can change in just a few minutes. The person you most love to talk to might, after an argument, become the person you least want to talk to. The person you like most might become the person you like the least in the course of one day. The world's definition of love is very unreliable. It's always changeable. But God defines love not as something you feel, but as something you do. Love is an action word. And that's what John 3:16 tells us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. When he says give, he means give into death. Because God's love is sacrificial. God defines love in the cross. Jesus loves you so much that he died on the cross for you and for me and for everybody. Why? So that our sins might be forgiven. Because God's love is a forgiving love. 1 John 2 verse 2 says, he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. Jesus died for sinners, sinners like us, so that sinners like us could have their sins fully and completely forgiven. On the cross, every sin, every single sin ever committed by every person in the world was paid for once and for all by Jesus Christ. If you are wondering if God can forgive a certain sin, I want to assure you that he already has. It was forgiven 2,000 years ago on a cross outside of Jerusalem. The Apostle Peter writes in 1 Peter 3:18, Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. Christ's sacrifice is a perfect sacrifice, and it is a complete sacrifice. Through his sacrificial death on the cross, Jesus paid the price for all sins for all time. So the question is not, will God forgive you? The question is, will you receive this perfect gift of forgiveness that Christ gives you through the cross? Because this gift can only be received by faith. And that's point number three. Salvation is by faith and by faith alone. Now, faith means trust, trusting in Christ, not yourself. It means believing that Jesus truly paid for your sins through his sacrificial death on the cross. Or as John 3:16 puts it, For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him. That's what that's talking about. Faith and belief are the exact same thing. Believing in God's one and only son for the forgiveness of sins, for life, and for salvation. That salvation that God gives us through faith is a gift. Ephesians 2, 8, 9 says, it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Salvation is the free gift of God, not by works. It's not something we do. It is something that Christ has already done. We are saved by the grace of God alone. Not by our own works, not by our own niceness, not by our own good efforts. No, we are saved by grace. It is the gift of God so that we cannot boast. Even the faith which believes in Christ is a gift. It is a gift of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3 says, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Salvation is the free gift of God given to us by faith. And this free gift is nothing less than the forgiveness of sins. And wherever there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. And the life that God gives us through his forgiveness is not just any old life. It's not some temporary life. It's not a few extra years here on earth. No, the life that God gives us through the power of the gospel is nothing less than eternal life in heaven with our Lord forever. You see, God's desire for us is that we live forever, that we never die. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Now, this eternal life is not here on earth. God is not going to keep us here for eternity in this world full of sin, sorrow, and suffering. That would not be a blessing. That would be a punishment. No, God's desire is for us to live forever, not here on earth, but with him in the place that he has prepared for you, in a place called heaven. And in that place called heaven, there is no more death. There is no more pain. There is no more suffering. You see, God loves you with an eternal love. And he wants to give you eternal life so that you can know his love for all eternity. Through the gospel, through the message of salvation, God gives you that greatest gift of all, the gift of eternal life. John 5:24 says, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. John 10, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. John chapter 11. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Romans 6:23. The free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And John chapter 3, verse 16. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.